July 1964. From the Universal House of Justice to the Beloved of God gathered in the European Teaching Conference called on the occasion of the dedication of the Mother Temple of Europe. Dear Baha'i friends, we have just witnessed the dedication of the Mother Temple of Europe, a project of untold significance and tremendous potential for the spread of the light of God's faith in that continent. One of the major achievements called for by our beloved guardian at the outset of the 10-year crusade, this masterful askar was triumphantly raised during its closing years as the fruit of long and arduous labors in the face of determined opposition and upon the sacrificial gifts of believers from all parts of the world. Now dedicated in the opening months of the 9-year plan, it forms a striking link between these two great crusades, demonstrating afresh the organic progress of the cause whereby the efforts exerted in one period bear fruit in the next, which in turn endow the Baha'i community with new and greater capacities for the winning of still greater victories. You are now gathered in this conference to deliberate on ways and means of accomplishing the goals which are set before you. Let every believer, as he considers in detail these various goals, bear in mind four supreme objectives: to carry the message of Baha'u'llah to every stratum of society, not only in the towns and cities, but also in the villages and country districts where the virus of materialism has had much less effect on the lives of men, to take urgent, wise, and well-considered steps to spread the faith to those countries of Eastern Europe in which it has not yet become established, to reinforce strongly the heroic band of pioneers in the islands of the Mediterranean and the North Sea, islands which are to play such an important role in the awakening of the entire continent, as well as to prosecute energetically the goals you are called upon to achieve in other continents and oceans, and to foster the cooperation between national communities and between national spiritual assemblies and the hands of the cause of God, which has contributed so markedly to the work of the faith on that continent and is so essential for its future developments. Above all, let every European Baha'i have ever present in his mind that these are the 5 years during which Baha'u'llah sojourned on the soil of that continent a century ago. Let him resolve so to deepen his knowledge of the faith and so to increase his standards of self-sacrifice and dedication to the cause as to play his part in building a community which will be worthy of this supreme bounty and which will be a beacon light to the peoples of this fear-racked world. In 1953, Shoghi Effendi wrote that the continent of Europe had, at last, at this critical hour, this great turning point in its fortunes, entered upon what may well be regarded as the opening phase of a great spiritual revival that bids fair to eclipse any period in its spiritual history. Those who have been privileged to witness the extraordinary strengthening and consolidation of the cause in Europe during the course of the last 11 years are well aware of the reservoir of spiritual potential that has been building up and the transformation of the life of the European Baha'i community that has ensued. May the completion and dedication of the masterful askar be the signal for the unleashing of this potential, bringing about on the European mainland and in the islands around its shores a quickening of the process of individual conversion comparable to those events which have transpired with such astonishing suddenness in other continents of the globe. Signed, the Universal House of Justice.